You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Current events.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Coming up, what is a testacuzzi? I'll tell you all about that. And so I guess we're past pumpkin spice season, but we're now on to what? News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. This texting and driving thing is getting out of hand. If you've been hurt by a driver texting, call Huffman and Huffman at 422-HELP. Mm-hmm. So it was a weekend that started with politics. We had Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren, who held an event at Chartway Arena at ODU on Friday. Then the weekend immediately switched to beer and wine, because that's how we are around here. We had beer fest. We had wine fest. Did you see how many people were in line at the amphitheater on Saturday, though? 10 on Your Side reports that the Something in the Water officials closed the floodgates on ticket sales by Saturday afternoon. Yep. Representatives there told fans in line at the Veterans United Home Loans Amphitheater they would not be able to purchase any more tickets. In a tweet, officials announced that the early bird presale passes had sold out. 13 News was there talking to people in line who said that they camped out. The line was crazy. That was one girl's words.
Crazy.
She said it was like at least a mile long. Online tickets sold out pretty fast, too. And by 3 p.m., they actually stopped the line out of the amphitheater. All these people that waited for hours, and we still don't even know who the lineup is. But as one guy that talked to 13 News said, I trust Pharrell. He will not let us down. So it'll
and
be
Pharrell
worth it.
We trust.
Yes.
I said that last week. I completely trust the guy.
Yeah.
Why, he's not going to do anything that sucks.
Right.
It's going to be good. You're going to want to go anyway.
Yeah.
Might as well do it when you can get a ticket and you don't have to pay scalper prices.
Yeah. And people were camped out at the amphitheater because they had the no fees added to your ticket there. So it was like the $150 bucks flat or whatever.
That was the locals only sale.
Yeah.
Locals and repeat business.
Right.
So if you had a ticket from last year, you could do it. Yeah.
Yep. Or a zip code in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Speaking of sold out, though, the Popeye's chicken sandwiches are apparently back in stock.
Yeah.
Even though there haven't been any reports of them, they just kind of slid them back in there on you. Mm-hmm. Along with that, though, there's this. A company called Yandy, that's known for getting weird with Halloween, came out with a sexy Popeye's chicken sandwich costume. Now, the costume's basically a one-piece bathing suit that looks like a chicken sandwich. Actually, it looks more like a hamburger, but, you know, it's splitting hairs.
Yeah, right.
It's got the words sold out stamped across the pelvic region. If you've been holding out on buying a Halloween costume until you finally found the perfect one,
this is it.
Yandy.com has it for $80.
Woof. $80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're kind of skipping past Halloween and Christmas is starting. I guess you probably are happy that pumpkin spice season's over.
I am almost happy that, although somebody texted me to let me know that there is a local car wash that has a pumpkin spice pre-wash.
No way.
Suck it, car wash.
Seriously?
Suck it.
There's three reports that Walmart is releasing their ugly sweater Pop-Tarts. They come in different patterns and variations, so you stack them and you make different designs with them. You make an ugly sweater out of them.
Oh, that's funny.
The treats are available at Walmart or online for $3.68 for a pack of 16. They'll be in stores for a limited time.
Okay.
Now back here, one of the best meteor showers of the year peaks tonight, featuring nearly 24 meteors per hour. It's called the Orionid meteor shower. They're some of the fastest and brightest among meteor showers because the Earth is hitting a stream of particles almost head on, that according to USA Today, who says that most of them zip by at 41 miles per second, which translates to 148,000 miles per hour.
That's pretty quick.
There have been several years in recent memory where this particular meteor shower piqued expectations in exceptional years. Between 2006 and 2009, the rates were on par with 50 to 75 per hour, that according to the American Meteor Society. The shower will be best viewed after midnight. If you can spot Orion, then you should get ready for some meteors. This year, the best viewing conditions are expected across central and southwestern U.S. If we don't have clouds tonight, which we're kind of expected to, you'll be able to see it. Four more meteor showers will reach their peak in coming months, including the Geminids in mid-December. The shower regularly features over 100 per hour. Now, along with this, the Virginia pilot says space mice, radiation vests, robotic avatars, and recycling polymers for 3D printers are among some of the science experiments that we're getting ready to launch to the International Space Station on the next commercial resupply mission from Virginia. PilotOnline.com says Northrop Grumman's 12th robotic mission, and it's first under a new NASA contract, is set to launch no earlier than 9:59 a.m. Saturday, November 2nd from Wallops Island. And the launch should be visible from this area, weather permitting.
Oh, cool.
The pilot has a quote from Brian Dansbury, the assistant program scientist for the International Space Station, who said we're a little over a year away from a big milestone, 20 years of continuous human presence aboard the International Space Station. Cool, right? Over 19 years ago, the space station started out as an orbiting outpost and has really evolved into a robust and surprisingly versatile laboratory. Yeah. Last month, astronauts set a record, 1 week of 127 hours of astronaut time devoted to research. That's the best record that they have on that. Mm-hmm. They say this year is the most prolific year of research on the space station by a wide margin. So that makes it a big deal. When the next resupply heads up there, the station crew will unload groceries, hardware, and about 4,600 pounds of science payload among the experiments. The Virginia pilot points out that there's a Budweiser investigation into how germinated barley seeds can be processed in a microgravity environment. So we're getting ready to make beer on the space station.
That'd be cool.
There's also an alliance of Italian automaker Lamborghini and Houston Methodist Research Institute to test the strength of 3D printed carbon fibers in space. Rodent Research 14 marks the first time a life sciences mission using rodents will launch on the rocket. PETA not going to be happy about this one,
okay.
Even though the research is expected to help people on Earth with metabolic disease, insulin mm-hmm. resistance, cancer. It looks like the mice are not going to survive the trip.
Oh, I get it.
Kind of like the Russian space dog, the 40 mice used in the experiment will not survive. According to NASA, they'll eventually be sacrificed by the station crew, dissected, yeah. and their blood and tissue frozen and returned to Earth. The Virginia pilot has more on the experiments if you're interested in looking at more of them.
So do these companies then pay to have these experiments done?
They have to, right?
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
I'm slow. I don't understand what we think is going to be gained by doing things in microgravity. You know what I mean? Like germinating seeds, for example.
Yeah.
Is that are we just doing this because we're going to need to at some point, you know, start our own farms to exist in space? Because If it can only be done in space,
sure.
then it's going to be cross prohibitive to do anything on a large scale. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not understanding what Budweiser is going to learn from germinating barley seeds in microgravity. Like somehow or another, that is going to. It obviously, gravity has an effect on everything around us. Every living thing is resisting gravity. All of the time.
Right.
Your every movement you make is against gravity. Okay,
sure.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So what are
grow
we
bigger,
expecting?
Faster,
yes, what are we expecting?
Stronger,
is that
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Maybe.
Or will they atrophy like the human body does
right.
so quickly?
Yeah, and it won't work. Well, I guess if there's a chance that it'll make them grow faster and you could produce beer faster because of that, then it's all worth it, right?
I know. I guess which would be delicious. But my thinking is that to carry it farther out, okay, great. Now I figured out how to do this in microgravity. All right, how do I get a brewery up there?
Yeah.
What's that going to cost?
Well, and maybe that's the future.
beer in space. Yeah. I like it.
I don't know. That would be a hell of a gimmick if mm-hmm. it was all grown and brewed and made in space.
Well, obviously this is worthwhile because they're paying to have it done.
Yeah,
so
totally.
They have a goal in mind.
Yeah, I don't know what their hypothesis is on this
yes,
one.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. That's a big word for us. For us.
Elsewhere, speaking of growing, thieves have apparently been stealing tens yeah. of thousands of dollars worth of hemp from an upstate New Yorker, a farmer named Dale Weed. I am not kidding you. His last name
good,
is
right?
Weed.
Started out with taking 20 plants and then escalated up into taking 100 plants. And it was just once mm-hmm. a week, and now it's escalated to every day. To them, it's worthless.
Yeah.
You could smoke a whole telephone pole of this and you wouldn't get any effect.
Yep. Joke's on them.
Yeah.
Hemp and marijuana look and smell a lot alike. Mr. Weed thinks that's why the thieves are stealing his crops. He believes people are taking his hemp plants because they think that they're marijuana. According to ABC7, unlike marijuana, though, hemp contains very, very low levels of THC and it's not going to get you high at all. Hemp plants mm-hmm. can be processed and used for things like food, clothing, CBD products. I mean, ask any stoner. You can get an entire list of all the things you can use hemp for.
Yep.
Weed estimates that his hemp losses are in the tens of thousands of dollars. Police have increased patrols near their field there. So far, state police have arrested two people in connection with the thefts at Weed's Farms.
All right, Mr. Weed.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. It looks like dope.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Yep. Elsewhere, there's a new product called the Testacuzzi. It's this mini jacuzzi for your testicles.
This is just the dumbest idea ever.
So you fill it up with hot water, you flip it on, and let the bubbles give your down there parts a nice, comfortable soak. The website says it's great after a long bike trip, horseback riding, or accidentally getting hit in the groin by a ball or a kick.
After a long day in a pair of skinny jeans, nothing says happiness like a soothing dunk of the tea bag into a steaming hot cup of chamomile tea. After you've pitched your tent for the night, doesn't sound delightful to sit back, relax, and dump two plump marshmallows into a piping hot cup of cocoa? With the testicuzzi, feel free to let the boys go skinny dipping, or perhaps chunky dunking is more your style. This isn't your mother's jacuzzi. Clearly, it's your father's.
It's like the male version of vaginal steaming. I cannot wait to see how much Gwyneth Paltrow sells us for on her website. If you're interested, they are taking pre-orders on their website right now for $40. They're set to ship in early December.
Or you can get the solid gold-plated.
Oh, my God.
It's only gold-plated? 14-karat gold-plated testacuzzi for $10,000.
That's the Beyonce one.
Yeah. It's got to be, right? The golden koozie.
Because she had the gold-plated toilet when she
had the
through.
Golden toilet. So. Yeah. That's how we know it belongs to Queen Bee.
Yep.
Nobody else uses that toilet, and when we leave, we take it with us.
Yep, and she did.
So is this battery-operated? It makes bubbles or something?
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah,
it's, to have it's something just really, solar-powered.
Really dumb. Yes. Really dumb.
Yes.
It's just dumb. 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 It's like buying a thing and giving yourself a nipple bath.
Right.
You know? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just take a whole bath? Is it too much? Because you're going to be wet.
Right.
So you're not. There's nothing to be gained here by not taking a bath. You bike all day. You should take a shower. Not just dip your boys in the testacuzzi and then move on with your life.
Put a little bathrobe on them.
Yeah.
Tie the little
thing. Smoking jacket. Yeah. Twist up a rat's brain.
Walking around with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
It's just stupid.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like, what's that? It's my testacuzzi.
Who thought that this was a need?
You guys want to, hey, anybody want to go hot tubbing later? I got testacuzzis. I have extras. I'm going to get three or four of them. We'll all dunk our boys at the same time and sit around and talk and smoke cigars.
Trying to fit all your friends in your testacuzzi.
In your testacuzzi,
like
right.
Squishing.
Hey, don't touch them. No. They can't touch.
No.
They can't touch. It's a bad idea.
Around here today, we do have cloudy skies, a high near 63, cloudy tonight, so not too good for meteor viewing, a low around 61, and then a chance of some showers tomorrow in the afternoon. 73 will be your high tomorrow. Right now, it's 56 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.